I'm Cynthia Canty, and you are listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. The state of Michigan approved 9 new medical marijuana licenses today. Let's look at this industry as it's getting up on its feet, the licensing process and expectations for the industry. Michael Pedrosi is with us. He's managing partner of Capital Transport LLC. Michael, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
So your company was one of the 7 licenses approved by the state in July, so the first medical marijuana licenses. Tell us what you do.
What we do is we are in the compliance, one of the compliance sectors of the industry. The industry is set up in basically 5 sectors: cultivation, processing, provisioning center, transport, and testing facility. So transport and the testing facility are the compliance sectors. So we're in transportation. What we do is securely transport product from the cultivation and processing centers to the provisioning centers, which where patients get their medicine.
All right. So you are a key part of that. And these categories, these 5 categories you described, are the ones licensed by LARA, the State Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. And I know that, you know, we've got the second round of licenses out today, and there's a deadline of September 15th looming. Can you explain that deadline to us?
Sure. That's an extended deadline. Previously was June 15th. And what that was essentially is facilities that are already in operation under the previous 2008 law had until then to be fully licensed under the new 2016 law. So all the provisioning centers that have been open for the past X amount of years, they have until then to go through the 2-stage licensing process and be approved.
All right. So September 15th is that deadline. You've been licensed. What was the process like of getting your license? How stringent is it?
It's pretty stringent. It's fair, but it's stringent. There's two parts to it. Part one is the financial, criminal, and moral background check, essentially. That is the one that's pretty time-consuming as far as documentation, and they basically take a look at your entire life from A to B. No secrets. And then the second part of it is the actual facility licensing, where the regulators from LARA and the Michigan State Police and Bureau of Fire Safety come into your actual facility and basically audit it to ensure that it meets all the requirements of the 2016 statute.
Was the state helpful as you went through it?
Absolutely. The Bureau of Medical Marijuana, which is the segment of LARA that handles folks like us, it's a first round for them too. So we're both working as kind of the guinea pigs in the process, and they're extremely helpful. They got back to us quickly when we had questions. I didn't feel that they held anything up on our side.
Now, you have described this role that you play of secure transportation as a check in the broader medical marijuana system. Can you explain that to us?
Sure. Like I said previously, there's 2 compliance sectors, so we're one of those. What we're there to ensure is that the product moves safely from point A to point B.
Seed to sale?
Correct. Okay. Yep. And that's how they're going to track it, through a monitoring system, through with barcodes and software. It's all real time. So they're following it from seed to sale, A to B, beyond, before A, to the end user in the provisioning center. So they set up our sector as kind of a third party to make sure that it is securely transported.
What drove you to enter this industry?
Well, this industry is brand new. I mean, I know there's been a segment of the industry going on for the past 8 or so years. But as far as a commercial regulated industry, it's brand new. So that's exciting right away.
You feel like a pioneer.
Correct. In a way, yes. And it is unique that I think everybody feels a little bit something of that nature in the industry, because when you talk to people in this industry, they're excited. They're in a good mood. You know, they're not, they actually want to talk to you when you go knock on their door, you know, in Ann Arbor and just bump into them and say, hey, we're in the transport business. We want to talk about your transportation needs. And they're happy to receive us. Try to do that at an auto parts manufacturer. You can't even get past the front door. So that makes it exciting. The transportation side of it just seemed like a niche that fit my skill set and my partner's skill set, and that we could actually, you know, be involved in this was just seemed like an exciting thing to do.
What kind of investment did it take to get this business up and ready?
There's several things. So when you're especially when you get that facilities inspection, that part two, you have to have everything in place as if you're already operating. So a business like ours, where this segment was literally created by the 2016 law, we were not in existence before this. So we had to ramp up everything. buy all the expensive insurance, the cannabis industry and expensive insurance, our vehicles, our office space, do our build out, pay our fees, set up all of our utilities, our security systems, everything.
Not knowing if you were going to get licensed.
Correct. And have money. That all in place. And so that's really the investment, is all those things. And continuing, I mean, we've had all that stuff in place, you know, since spring. So that's kind of the, I would say, the investment. I mean, I'm not trying to put a dollar amount on it, but that's the intensity and the magnitude of it.
And it's been about a month since you've been approved for the license. When do you expect to be up and running? What's this going to take?
Well, basically, when they approved the licenses at the last board meeting, the ones that were approved with us.
In July, yeah.
Yep. One of them, the one sector, the other compliance sector, the testing facility, they had not approved one of those. So currently, after today, hopefully they will have that, and we'll have a full supply chain. And at that point, people will actually be issued the licenses, because without that safety compliance, the testing facility, you can't adhere to the statute anyways.
Great big bottleneck.
Exactly.
So if a license is not issued to a testing facility, how bad is this bottleneck going to get?
I would say I'd have to see who else is, you know, if we have 7 licenses that are approved as of this minute, and then today they're going to approve however many more, you know, we'll see how what that creates. And especially with that September 15th deadline looming, it's going to be a scramble, but just like anything else, especially something that's brand new, you just adapt to the situation. Everyone's going to adapt from our side, from the side of the state, from Laura, they're going to adapt. Mm-hmm. And I'm certain we'll find a solution.
Michael, when you look at these pending license applications, do you see competitors or collaborators?
Well, from the standpoint of everybody that's not in our business segment, those are all collaborators. So we're looking to form partnerships with all those people, of course, statewide. But even the ones in our segment, like I said, there's just some vibe in this industry that, to be frank with you, I'm just not used to having the other industries I've worked in, where it's more of a collective thing. You know, it's a new thing. So there's challenges with getting your license in. Hey, did you get your license in? Hey, what'd you do about this part of the license? You know, there's just conversation. When my partner and I go to, you know, networking events and that, we talk to everybody and try to just, you know, there's a common goal to get this thing, meaning the industry, fully up and running, again, so that everyone can keep moving.
Now, looking ahead to November, if voters in Michigan say yes to recreational marijuana, do you expect a smooth transition within the industry? What's it going to do for your part of the industry?
Well, yeah, if it gets approved, and I don't know the time period from when it actually gets approved to when they will implement it. So if that's a year, if that's 6 months, if it's 18 months, I'm not sure. But I think once the process of the medical, once we have it under our belt, we meaning the industry, the state, that transition I think will be a lot smoother than some of the inherent issues that have happened or that are in front of us with the medical.
You're breaking ground that the recreational.
Right. And my understanding, the way that the ballot proposal is written, the way that legislation will be enacted if it's passed, is it tries to parallel as much as it can the existing medical commercial statute, so that it's not something that's totally, completely different than what's already there.
Would having recreational marijuana, does that at all kick the legs out from under the medical side?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. Again, I don't know at what point if it's passed, the recreational will go into effect. So from the medical side, there is an advantage to already being in the medical side. You understand the process, you understand the business. Your segue into that recreational, I think, is a lot easier than, say, someone starting from the ground, jumping into the recreational.
What are your expectations for the marijuana industry in our state? Looking ahead, where do you see it going?
I see it fluctuating a little bit up and down, like any new baby industry would do. Especially this industry is a little bit different than the normal one. But I think once things stabilize, you'll have a very regulated industry that's safe. And once it's fully implemented, it will do what it's supposed to do and get those patients, you know, their prescribed medical needs.
Michael Pedrosi is the managing partner of Capital Transport, LLC. The company was one of seven licenses approved by the state of Michigan back in July, the first medical marijuana licenses issued by the state. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
And a follow-up about that testing bottleneck that Michael and I just discussed. Earlier today, two testing facilities were approved for operating licenses by the Medical Marijuana Licensing Board.